with absolutely no respect to our resources. So we don't worry about, well, I got to get this in my own head correct. how does E, A, C come in the first? E, G, F, E, E.
Real estate reporting person. That's the.
So you skip C then?
Yeah.
We just skip C altogether, then, right?
Yeah, you can. Yep.
Yeah, because the A, if you do the broker.
Mm-hmm.
But the broker is here, broker includes this. And then E says it's a real estate reporting person. Well, well, that one's a broker. How does it jump to this thing? Or it's a reporting person. Okay. I don't get the connection quite clearly right
okay.
now in my own hand. If you're business as a broker, it's about there's the broker referred to here, but not the real estate referred
for purposes
person.
Of this subsection means any of the following persons. Okay. Any person treated as a real estate reporting person under the preceding sentence.
C1.
Shall
be okay.
As a broker.
That's why this goes from A,
yeah,
E.
So you need to go here first,
and then E.
C1, and then go to
E2, and then C1.
Yeah, that's what
because
I'm saying.
Because connection to this right here.
Yeah.
This broker thing.
Yeah. And then finally wrap it all up at the end with the definition of person. So do one more.
No, they say, well, the broker, but who's a broker? Who's a broker? Well, we go to broker, we go to the...
At the end, you got to go to the definition of a person.
Without this, which we go to make them, okay, broker includes. You go more than
do
one way.
One more.
One more?
Yeah, duplicate it. And then go down to, I think, the bottom of the section.
Wherever
it defines person.
Well, you have A, C, and E, I remember. What section are you talking about? F, G, there's no, that was A with A, C, and E. That's all it was.
Wherever it defines person.
Well, it's a long section. I can do it right now. You didn't have it up already?
A long definition. There it is. No, wait a minute. Let's look at the letter then. Go to the letter. There. C4.
That's what I'm missing. C4.
The end, the last one.
Okay, let's just see the C. Oh, C4s we got to go to.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. But then again, ages there up. Okay, the person. But they're talking about broker, though. Not person here.
But every person doing business.
Oh, every government entity. Oh. So you need all this. That's all we need. Every person. And then what's the person? That's it.
Well, you got to make the connection to the real estate person.
And all these persons are, that's all they are. I see. All these persons. That guy should come first. Second. You know, any person. They're all persons. And
you're
a reporting person or a broker person.
Mm-hmm.
A person doing as a broker. See, any government entity doing as a broker. Oh, because actually the person come first. That's it. Because anyone else say, oh, well, that's government entity.
Yeah.
That's government entity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this doesn't need to be done. That we don't need to spell out.
Yeah. You know.
Government entity, that's the thing. So nobody looks at that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks at this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring this up first. But, I'm then go to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then so there's number rules the person also. It's still a person.
Yeah.
Okay, in that order. Okay, so we don't need to start page either. Okay, I need to get familiar with this form that we have on this thing. What part should I focus on more?
Well,
so let me start with this one first.
Yeah, that's the...
The form, yeah, I know, no idea. Uh-huh. What part should I focus on? Page 2, page 3?
No, this is the letter. This is what they asked. They were asked to fill this out.
I know. But what part of it that they wanted to fill out what?
But it's a substitute form, 1099-S. And they're asking for the federal tax ID number. The purpose of that is to fill out a 1099-S.
What does it say that?
It actually calls it a substitute form 1099-S. What it really is, this is the, in the letter I explained.
I wish it was some highlight this thing, a circle or yellow or something. It's hard for me. I can't go for an idea. So we should have the system where we do this thing. Okay, we have to focus on this thing.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to pull up the actual letter instead of the attachment, but it's too late. Besides what in the letter I explained, it's really a substitute W9, not a substitute form 1099-S. So that they can send a 1099-S to the IRS.
If you put over the kernel a little more, please, it gets hot in here right now. I'll have to shortchange some of this. How do I say it? But I got to relate the form somehow. What are the stress focus? Substitute 99S. But 6045 is not in here. How do you get the 6045 to begin with on their form?
Because
maybe it's showing out of instructions here. I don't know. We got to make a 6045 just came out of nowhere, it seems like. Where'd you get that? You jumped way by.
Because that's where, that's the law behind them doing this. They consider themselves a real estate reporting person according to the 6045.
Okay, proceed from real estate, trying to recover to room service.
Right.
There it is. There, okay.
You're required by law.
Right. Okay, so the law that refers to
they don't
to
say
this,
which law,
but we know that's what it is.
We know it's 6045.
Yeah, there you go. That's the next thing here.
That's where it says real estate reporting person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why you should probably put real estate reporting person earlier on. Yeah, put that a little earlier on.
The problem is that I can do section first, the law. I can do the law 6045
first.
And then I'll come
back. And then the reporting.
Okay.
Real estate.
Yeah, and then there was problems for sure.
Show them the connection.
Yeah. Okay. And then my person is all government workers. That's all we are.
Right.
And I got to bring 26 USC 701
.gov.
And then because the 826, got to read it there. That's what that is consistent with that. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's what we got
here.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. 826. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll go through that. Okay, got it. All right. I'm going to do two of them, and I'm going to go down to 826 for the second one. 826. Yeah, we got to get started, right?
Yeah. We're going to check on.
Yeah. I have the recording afterwards, I'm afraid. Okay.
Right. Oh, second call? What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Oh, that? Okay. Yeah. That one. Okay. Commercial.
Well, I'm going to actually do just a quick thing. You know, you already pay Caesar. You just do that. Just say that. Are you ready to go?
Well, yeah, we can't do that now, though.
Yeah, I can. And just cut it out. Hey, guys, I want to just say one sentence for this video and... I have one more voice call to go back. Oh, for the thing? Okay, fine. We'll do it afterwards. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right. That's all good. That's okay. That's okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Benny. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. Your wishes.
Let's see. Well, we don't need a letter anymore.
You're not even going to put the letter up
there. I'm not sure if it's necessary.
No, not really.
It's really not necessary.
No,
it's not. The code section will do a job. Yeah. This one is the petition. Yeah. Yeah, we go into petition for them in the videos. And petition. It's just rewrite. Well, one is enough.
Okay.
One's the same thing, right? The same thing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Oh, and can you one of those, buy me one of those long things, a pen, one of these things to make? Yeah. But on my table, there's one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with a pen, please. Maverick puts away my mark. I need to remind me to get it. Bring all the pens. He puts it away because he doubles his thing. We got it. Yeah, but okay, we got one person and that's a person.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. All right. Okay.
All right, 10 minutes late.
Yeah, let's start. Am I good spot?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You sounded right already?
Yes. Yeah. All right, ready?
Nope.
Okay. Three, two, one. Benny.
Shh, guys.
Everybody. Three, two.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for your patience. And we're going to start momentarily the recording of this week's Freedom Law School Freedom Hour. And the topic is going to be on real estate transactions. When you sell your home, real estate investment, commercial property, when you do that, the company that completes the transaction, which is called the escrow or title company in other states, they want to send a 1099 snitch form to the IRS wrongfully that your selling of the real estate was a taxable transaction. And that's false, as I will show you on government's own official legal website from the U.S. House of Representatives. So that's wrong, and Freedom Law School can help you to not have to have these guys lie about you. Okay, but you got to educate the title or escrow company about this issue so they don't do it wrong. Afterwards, I'll answer questions also. So with that, let me just get everything in order, folks. Yeah, we start momentarily. Today is the 27th. The 25th, right? Okay. All right. Ready to go. Let's get this thing right. Yeah, let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you how you can sell your home or real estate without a false 1099 IRS snitch form being sent by the escrow or title closing company to the IRS, falsely claiming that the money that you made from this real estate sale was taxable income. Okay, that is definitely a falsehood, a fraud that they're committing, and I will show that to you from government's own official legal website. Now, I want you to know this. I've come across this so far at this point, two different cases where here we are on in May 2023, where the forms that the escrow title company requires the seller to sign before closing escrow falsely demand from the seller of the home or real estate to say they are a U.S. person and the land is in, they presume that the land is in the United States which doesn't mean the 50 states. It means for tax purposes. For the purposes of the Internal Revenue Code, it actually means the District of Columbia. Those of you who are watching my presentations for a while know the United States here means what? It means the District of Columbia, unless certain chapter or subchapters have special definitions which are unique. But generally, United States means only the District of Columbia. So I'm going to show you one of these forms, one page, the key page of that. And I'll show you how they're misapplying the law. So step one, before fixing the situation, what you got to do is as soon as you open the escrow or title closing process, you ask the escrow or title company to give you any and all documents that they want you to sign at closing. Okay, you want it up front so that you may show it to your tax advisor, lawyer, CPA, whoever, to make sure it's all correct. And you have every right to make sure any papers that you sign have been checked by your lawyer that they're correct. You don't want to just sign things falsely because that binds you, that commits you. You want to make sure it's done legally correct. So each of these companies I've seen, they misinterpret the law in different ways. So I'm going to address only one of these letters of these two instances, okay? So here we go to my screen. In this case, we respond to the title company and we attached their own form to the response letter that we sent to them. Okay, I'm going to go through the response letter in detail. It will take too long. I'm going to give you the gist, the key part of their misunderstanding that we need to correct, okay? So here it is, this title company, as you see in the top center. Below that it says proceeds from real estate transactions as required by the Internal Revenue Service. And below that it says you are required by law to provide this title company with your correct taxpayer ID number. Okay? So then below that paragraph, it calls itself a substitute for 1099-S, and they tell you right there that this important in tax information, this is important tax information as being furnished to the Internal Revenue Service as required by Section 1521 of the Tax Reform Act of 1986. So they're telling you right there they're going to give this information to the IRS, and you want to correct them that the law does not require them to do so. It's wrong, the action to do this, okay? So of course, there's a lot of other stuff on here that really doesn't matter that much. Although you do notice that here at the bottom last paragraph, they say under penalties of perjury, I certify that I am a U.S. person or U.S. resident alien. I'm going to address that later. I also said that you are not a U.S. person. The term U.S. person, as you see, is a very specifically defined entity, again, per the definitions in the Internal Revenue Code. Okay? So with that, folks, let's get back to this. Now, the law that they believe that requires them to do a form 1099-S reporting they mentioned to you, see? 1099-S on the top right, they claim, is 26 U.S.C. section 6045, returns of brokers. Remember, this is all from U.S. code, .house.gov, the website of the United States House of Representatives, lawyers, who published the laws effective on that day. Here it is, as of May 24th, 2023, from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, okay? And this is about information returns, okay, about information concerning transactions with other persons, subpart B of part 3, subchapter A. I mean, this whole dogma thing is so convoluted, but don't worry, I'll make it simple for you to understand, okay? Cut to all the BS. So here we are. The law, section 6045, says that every person doing business as a broker shall, okay, make a return in accordance with regulations as the secretary may prescribe. Okay, so it's well known, folks, that this is a law, the IRS, everybody will tell you, that requires a real estate transaction closing agent to 1099 you. Okay, I agree with the law. But you look at the word, you see, oh, every person doing business as a broker. Oh, that means a real estate agent broker? No, it doesn't. It does not include Century 21 or RE/MAX or any ordinary regular real estate person at all. It refers only to, surprise, watch this, okay? So we're going to go down further in section 6045. We're in A here right now, right? We're going to go down to section E, real estate reporting person. Ah, that's the person that must report things, right? Okay. And they tell you that for the purposes of this subsection, the term real estate reporting person means any of the following persons involved in real estate transaction in the following order. Okay. A person, including an attorney or title company, responsible for closing the transaction. Ah, there it is. The attorney or title company, okay, or escrow company. That's who they're thinking of here, right? It includes the mortgage lender, seller's broker, buyer's broker, okay, or other person designated by regulation by secretary, okay? Now, we're not done yet. Who are all these persons? Whether they're broker or real estate reporting, they're both persons. So what's a person? You, me, you'd be surprised. Check this out. Okay. So section 6045. Okay, we go down to we go to C, definitions for the purposes of this section. Okay. Of course, they talk about broker. It's a bunch of these entities like a dealer, bar exchange, and so forth. Go down to 4. Ooh. That term person includes any governmental unit and agency or instrumentality thereof. Wow. Would you look at that? We hit the gold mine. All these persons are what? Governmental units and agencies and instrumentalities of not the French, Japanese, Egypt, California, Florida, or Texas, but federal government units, agency, or instrumentality. Wow, that's right, folks. They knew they had no power in the 50 states with real estate transactions. But it didn't look like it applies to you in the 50 states. It doesn't. The broker, real estate reporting person, but the person is a government entity to begin with. Right? Are they clever or what? Now, let's go to section 7701 from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. We covered this before many times, but I'll go over it again. You know, when it comes to definitions, when used in this title. What title I'll be speaking about? Title 26 again, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. The whole about 10,000 pages of gobbledygook, tissue thin, tiny font, nonsense of confusion they deliberately make for you, right? So they find many things like the term United States and state, which I covered before for you guys in other videos. that when used in geographical sense includes only the states and the District of Columbia, and the same goes for the term state, shall be construed to include the District of Columbia state as well. So it's D.C. plus D.C. includes still D.C. Two D.C.s or 1,000 D.C.s, District of Columbia, still add up to only District of Columbia and nothing else. And of course, we talked about in my other videos how Supreme Court has clearly said that you've got to go by these definitions. Nothing can be assumed or implied in definitions, especially in tax cases, right? So I'm not going to go over that in our other videos. I cover that for you. So let's go on now to A 26, okay? And A 26, folks, we go down. Look at this. The term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office.
Wow.
Performance of functions of a public office. Look at that definition. Isn't that pretty much the same, very close to this? That person here for real estate, any governmental unit, an agency, or instrumentality thereof? That's right. Yeah. Power over governmental office and units. That's who they're referring to. And the term United States person, look at that. The term United States person means a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. That's right. A domestic partnership. Oh, what's a domestic? Oh, let's go. It's very obvious, but I'll tell you what domestic means. Domestic means, as you expected, means, here we go, domestic versus foreign. The term domestic, when applied to a corporation or partnership, means created or organized in the District of Columbia or under the laws of the District of Columbia or of any District of Columbia. See? And foreign means, of course, foreign to all that. So when here they mention domestic means D.C., United States, D.C. partnership. D.C. corporation. Okay? Any estate, okay, of a trust, if the court within D.C. is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trust, and one or more D.C. persons have the authority to control all substantial decisions of the trust. So you are not a United States person. So what they do with these guys when they have you here, claim on this form that under penalty of perjury, look at that, just about the signature, I certify that I'm a U.S. person or a U.S. resident alien. That is false. They are conspiring with you to violate federal laws. That's conspiracy. Okay, under 18 U.S.C. 371, to violate federal law. And by the way, we warned that to the Talc company. Look, you don't want to break the law, neither do we. And you're having us break the law, which makes it a conspiracy between us and you to break this federal law, so we cannot do that. Let's follow the law properly, correctly, as you found on government's official legal websites, okay? These terms are critical for you to understand. So here we go. Cover the word United States as well. So now, what you want to do, folks, you can also, underwater this whole 1099 issue, I did not get into it in detail. Two ways you can understand this issue. One is by going through step 5 on our website, freedomlawschool.org. Okay? When you go over to question of authority, you go down, continue step 5, right? Click on that, and that takes you here. Okay, you scroll down step 5, and at the bottom of this page, step 5, you will see these petitions. The petition on the right-hand side is about self-employment taxes and 1099s. So you open up these petitions. There's one for a single, one for a married person. Open up either one of them, And here is a petition. Petition to correct my legal conclusions about trade or business tax laws, if erroneous, or investigate widespread misapplication of these laws by the government. Because that's exactly what they're doing. They're misapplying the laws. And the law, one of the things that's covered is the meaning of the term trade or business and fraud tax laws, which leads to being 1099. You must be involved in a performance of function of public office to do 1099. Anybody, for someone to 1099 you, they got to be involved in a performance of functions of public office. If the payer, they're not involved in a performance of function of public office, they should not be 1099ing you or anybody else. Okay? The other way you could do is go to our Odyssey channel. We have it on Rumble and BitChute as well, but we prefer Odyssey because it has all the most of the functionalities of YouTube, very well platform. The name is tough, but it's a really good platform. So I have a video on the call. You got an IRS Form 1099. Must you file a Form 1040 and pay for income tax by April 15th? It's a short version, just only 6 minutes. The longer version on the same thing is about 17 minutes. So check those out on that issue. They'll give you the more details I've been looking for. The bottom line is this, folks. When you sell real estate, nobody should 1099 you. They're committing a fraud and deception because they're tax lawyer or CPA, or the forms they bought for some real estate closing form company are false, okay? And it's your job to correct them. Now, there's, again, remember, I've seen different ways of fraud and misinformation. These forms are put out by different companies, okay? There's no way I can show all of them. I got to look at each letter and respond to the falsehood there specifically. In time, I'll have more of these letters and our responses for them there for free. That's right, for free. Anybody you to use. However, if it applies to you, you gotta be careful. However, for right now, we're only doing it for our students who are part of the Founding Fathers Club. The Restore Freedom Plan. Okay. We custom make it for them to make sure when you sell real estate with this $500,000 or $50 million or more, doesn't matter. No 1099 should go out about that transaction, the IRS. So with that, folks, I want to tell you this. Remember, it was not an accident that you came to Freedom Law School's website and this video. You were looking for freedom. You were meant to find freedom, and you did. All you have to do is to continue on your journey to search the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If you've not been to our website, you want to go there, folks. That's where you want to start. Always, freedomlawschool.org, okay? At the arrow at the bottom center of the page, you click on that. That takes you to 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear robbery and slavery, and live free without a lifetime guarantee if you want it. First 5 steps are free. You can do them yourself completely on your own. You can do the first 5 steps. Steps 6 and 7 are optional. Okay, I encourage you to check them out, all out, and click on Start a 7 Steps below, and click one more time, and here are the 7 steps. Don't tell me, hey, man, I've been watching your videos. I'd say, which video, in what order? The videos you need to watch are not just here and there. You got to go, and the 7 Steps videos, you got to watch them. Step 1 videos. Okay, step 2 videos, okay? go to them short videos first, then come back to long videos, and you'll be able to free yourself. So with that, I want to give you my love. Wish you all a live and let live a loving, that life of freedom and prosperity. Remember, you want to and need to share this with people that you know. So share our videos with other people. Subscribe to our channel. Get our email list. We'll be in touch with you. You can live free soon. And together, we can all live free very soon. Okay. All right. A short video on this. See, I'm going to do only these sections that they use. I'm going to go with the little quick one. All right, let's see. Okay, I'm straightening out my tie. Nope. Hold on. Get my book out. Hello, my friends. I'm Paymon Mukahete, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. I will show you in this presentation how to sell real estate with no 1099 misinformation snitch form report according to the IRS. Many of these forms are sent by closing or telecom companies because they misunderstand the law. Their forms are wrong. Here's an example. They ask you here, you know, to, and they're telling you they're going to issue you a substitute form 1099-S, okay? However, folks, okay, when you look at the law that they're using, this is a law, section 6045, return on brokers, that they are referring to, that they believe requires them to send out this information, 1099 about you, to the people, okay? They say every person doing business is a broker. Okay, as a broker. They mention here that a real estate reporting person, okay, that can do this stuff. But you look further in section 6045C4 under definitions, okay, what they do is they tell you right there that the person includes any governmental unit and agency or instrumentality thereof. It all applies only to federal government entities. Yep, because it's revenue code, folks, that applies only, folks, to government people like trader businesses, functions of public office performance. That's right, not you. And the term United States, again, by definitions, in Title 26, in revenue code, section 7701, when using this title, Title 26, look at this, folks. United States term, I've covered this before, means only the District of Columbia, plus states, which is also the District of Columbia. Yep. All this applies only to D.C. You go down to 830 now, and look at the United States person. They want to claim you are. You are not one of those either, because that's a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. See, it's all being misapplied. All of this is being misapplied. And right now, I don't have the forms on our website yet. In the future, I will. But we're helping our people who join our Restore Freedom Plan help you with a real estate transaction so no false 1099 goes out about your real estate sales to the IRS. Yes, folks, this is possible. I don't care if it's $1 million or $100 million. Makes no difference. No 1099 should go to the IRS about your real estate sale. More details, watch the more complete video in the description below. The link is there. Watch that. They're going to get into more details. Lift me now, my friends. and go to freedomlawschool.org, our website. There it is, freedomlawschool.org, for the source of truth and freedom from the swamp that you've been looking for and living a free life now. Okay. All right. We're going to continue, folks, momentarily. Let's go to your questions. We're going to put the call number on the screen. If you have a question, please call the number 657-331-7755. And then on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your questions one person at a time. If there's no questions, we'll end the PM hour now. And I'll be back with you next Thursday night. Again, the number to call is 657-383-1755. And your telephone keypad, press 1. And that will let you know you have a question. So we have a caller right now for area code 619 in San Diego, California area, my friend. Folks, for to protect your privacy, only give me a first name. I heard about us. And then your question. 619 area code caller. And then the 503 area code caller. So call from area code 619. You go first.
Yeah, how you doing there?
Good. Good. What's your name?
You can actually my name is David.
And how did you hear about us, David? How did you hear about us, David?
Oh, I've known you guys for a while. I've been watching you guys. And
a year, 20 years, how long?
About 10, 20, 15 years. Just been watching you when you're out. Yeah. So I was wondering, what do you think, how do you get out of IRAs? Because I know that's a tax thing, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Okay, well, that's a pretty vague question, but still, I'm going to help you with that. If you go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, you see FAQ in the top left area. Okay, FAQ. So you click on FAQ right there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can open that up. And a lot of these common questions you want to know and ask are already answered for you, okay? So one of them is exactly on this question of 401Ks, 1099. So rather than me repeating myself about these common questions all the time, you can listen to this audio on this topic and get the detail you want. And I have it right here. Oh, we have put that on there. It's done on there. I know it's for everyone, 1K our way. We didn't do one? I thought we did one. Okay, I'll tell you. So what is your question? What are you going to do with the IRA? What's your question?
If you take the money out, will they come after you if you just do that? Or if you don't file though? I'm trying to figure this out. Because I'm a non-filer, of course, but I want to find out if what the consequences are of taking the money out.
No different than if you have a job and the false W-2 or 1099 goes to the IRS. The IRS leaves most people alone, even though they have the W-2 1099s on you. Folks, the W-2 1099s are mainly there to deceive you to believe, oh, the IRS is watching me. They know about me. Because the W-2 1099, when the IRS, they have it, they know they're watching me. Believe it or not, if they're to convince you, make you believe they're watching you. IRS destroyed about a year and a half ago, about 30 million 1099 information returns. They destroyed them, admitted to them. Why? He didn't say. But, you know, the answer is rather obvious. Duh. Why can't you put the 30 million records in your computers? Oh, because we're so stupid. Our computers are so jacked up. We, for some reason, didn't have the hard drive space to keep them. So we just chucked them. Okay? So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you get it, you know, and it goes about you. Okay, remember, folks, all of you, that is why I keep telling you, you guys got to go take the 7 steps, okay? And you guys, you said, oh, I've been watching you. You were the example, my friend David. All these years, doesn't matter, David. You didn't go through step 3 to realize the IRS is mostly bluff. You haven't done that. I'm going to play for all you guys in step 3. This video right here. Can we put play this video for them on there? Yeah. I'm not sure we can do it. Let's do this video 1 minute long. Yeah, let me give my tech guy a second. You guys got to watch this and it's going to blow you away. Right, here we go. I'm going to make it bigger for you, okay? This is the government. Is the volume there? No? No, no. Okay. Watch the video. Okay. This is the grasshopper saying, you know, one little ant that we've been corralling like a stupid slaves doesn't hurt us. Right? No big deal. Right? A few of them here and there, yeah. They don't hurt. Ha, 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 ha. Of course, but here, whoa, they all get released, you know, they can bury you, okay, yeah, this is us, the American people, those ants, those little pellets, okay, so he tells them it's not about food, it's about keeping those ants in line, because these ants outnumber us 100 to 1, if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. Yep. You don't realize that. They got you duped thinking, they got my W-9, 2-10-9. They don't use it. So watch the videos, okay? So what you got to do, all of you, watch the videos, okay? The answers you want already there for free, okay? And then watch the video. The IRS left us alone. This is 9 minutes. Proving the IRS has left non-filers alone. IRS decided to leave 99.9% of income tax non-filers alone. Yeah. That's not me saying it. Okay? They tell you in their own auditor's report. All right. Any other question? You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Now, before we get to 503 call, area code, we got one also from area code 828 we'll take afterwards. Off America 503, you're live. Give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
My name's Joshua, and thanks for all the great information you've been sharing. I'm really interested in this stuff. I been following your videos out there for a while, and I'm gonna do the 7 steps. But my question is, I
how did you hear about us, by the way? How did you hear about us?
You know, I follow a lot of the shows like Dale Bigtree, Stu Peters. So I don't know where I first heard you, but it was probably one of those.
And how recently was it you came across us? A year ago, 10 years ago?
It was actually only in the last year that I.
Okay. He was 2 years probably. Okay. Good, Joshua. Very good, my friend. And how may I help you?
I haven't filed since 2019. But in that time, you know, obviously a lot has happened, and unfortunately, I feel like I fell for one of the government programs, and I took some PUA.
What's PUA?
Pandemic unemployment. Assistance funds.
Okay.
And they've 1099'd me for it. I allowed them to withhold what they said would be tax from that, but I've never done anything with the 1099, and I don't plan on taking any government assistance in the future, but I was wondering if that's an issue, if that's a problem at all for...
Yes. That money came to you somehow. You declare yourself to be a U.S. person or somehow getting performance function public office money. I don't know. I'm not into all government benefit stuff, at all. How much was it?
Right.
How much was it?
Probably about 16,000.
Very small. However, as a matter of law, you should file a tax return on that, okay, and pay income tax on that. As a U.S. citizen, they will give you, even they give you 13,000 exemption, you know, even if.
So even if they withheld the taxes from it?
Yeah, they withheld it as a credit toward potential tax you may owe. But the file number is not determined until you file a 1040 tax confession form on the correct amounts. You might get some refund, owe them more money, who knows?
Right. Okay. Okay, my other question was what you think about the current state of the U.S. financial system, and whether you think that we're heading towards some sort of financial collapse or reset, and if so, when. When do you think that might be?
That's a long question. We'll take another presentation by itself to get into. But short answer is we're living the same times essentially as Jimmy Carter's late 70s years. Stagflation, we have inflation, recession coming at the same time. Eventually get to be a very bad recession or depression like we had early 80s under Reagan. And it'll be worse this time because the dollar is losing its reserve currency status. And so it's going to be tough times. That's one reason you want to join the Restore Freedom Plan, all of you guys. It's the best money-making opportunity that's based upon, based upon truth, based upon helping people. It's not just a money-making opportunity. It's about freedom first, of course, truth and freedom. But you refer other people to us, and you join yourself, and you get 50% of their first year membership. As thank you for freeing them of the IRS deception, robbery, slavery, and restoring freedom by defunding the criminals. So I would suggest you look at that, because you know all this stuff, but what would it do? What can you do about it? You know, you can always... free people. There's tons of them out there that need to be free from income tax, deception, robbery, and slavery. So I would suggest that. All right? Any other questions? You probably got other people with questions?
No, that's great, and I'm definitely wanting to join your program there. So, yeah. Thanks. I appreciate your answering my questions today.
You're welcome, Josh. My pleasure, my friend. Thank you for your questions, and thanks for being a supporter of Stu Peters. He's a great broadcaster telling you guys the truth.
Oh, yeah.
We have a call from Eric Gert. Yeah, he really is. We're going to be doing events together, Stu Peters and I, by the way. A lot of freedom events across America, so stay tuned.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. We have a call from Eric Gert, 828, then 602, and then, we have a 304 year called Carlos that joined us. So let me write down. 304 area code caller also. All right, call from area code 828. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there?
Yes.
Call from area code 828. Yes, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, first name is Frank. Heard about Paymon
through Jeff Berwick at Anarchapoco.
Excuse Very me. Good. And how may I help you, Jeff? And Frank, I'm sorry.
Yes, we're looking at selling a significant amount of real estate this year. And we're curious how to best communicate this and handle the details with brokers and closing attorneys to complete, you know, understand why we're not filing a 1099 in the closing of real estate.
Well, I just covered that for you, my friend. Essentially, as you open up the escrow title company, you need to demand that they give you all the papers that at the closing they expect you to sign. Okay? And you give that to us. Oh, by the way, ideally, even when you do a listing, you want to give that to us. Even real estate agents sometimes, they say, oh, I'm going to something about the Internal Revenue Code. And you want to cross it out because it doesn't apply to you. So you want to fix it even there, ideally. Okay? So so what you want to do, be a Restore Freedom Plan member and get the listing agent, broker, to have you not say anything about you being anything with the Internal Revenue Code, because you don't have anything to do with it. And escrow, title, closing papers, we want them right away. That way we can write to them, to the attorney directly, and say, look, I cannot sign this paper under penalty of perjury, which is false. I'm not going to commit a crime. I sign a paper that's false. Uh-uh. No way, Jose. And you, in fact, let me show you this. I didn't show you guys earlier, okay? Okay. 18 U.S.C. 371 House.gov. These extra bonus add to letters. That really does it for the lawyers. Title 18, Crimes and Criminal Procedure. Conspiracy to commit offense or to defraud the United States. If two or more persons conspire either to commit any offense against the United States or to defraud the United States or any agency thereof in any manner or for any purpose, and one or more of such persons do any act to affect the object of the conspiracy, each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. Now, the key is what? Two or more persons conspire to commit any offense against the United States. Commit any offense against the United States. If you sign a piece of paper in real estate closing transactions that's false or fraud, you sign under penalty of perjury, Frank. I mean, that's false. You and the person who gave you that paper to sign, false and fraud, you both are involved in a conspiracy. So in these letters, not only do we point out the error of their paperwork, we let them know, hey, look, you know, not only I don't want to go to prison, you don't want to go to prison for 5 years. Okay? So you better watch your butt and mine by following the law as found on U.S. Government's official legal websites. My reading from you is from uscode.house.gov. This is official. I'm going to bring it up for you. uscode.house.gov. This is what we're relying upon. On the top left, U.S. House Representative Seal, Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code. The United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. It's prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is the official source of law that everybody must go by. So everything we send to them is from here. So we tell them, escrow telecompany lawyer, whoever it is, here's a law I'm going to follow, you better follow it. And by the way, We'll let them know nicely. You better not sabotage this clothing. Sabotage your clothing, not clothing, because they want to break the law. They want to follow the law as published on the website of the U.S. House of Representatives. You can sue their pants off. So they don't want to do that either. And they'll say, okay, we're going to follow the law as the mission, as you told us. And he put us on notice. So right now, we can do that for our Restore Freedom Plan members. So you want to, again, get with us right away and plan it out, because I don't like this last-minute stuff. I got to custom make this, because your escrow company A and B and C in different states may have different forms. And we have to write a letter separately from this one and this one and the other one. All right, Frank?
Well said, Payman. So bottom line, I simply just refuse to sign the 1099s, and we can still close, or we can sue the pants off of them.
Well, you don't sign a 1099. They issue one to the IRS against you, and they send you a copy. So, yes, but you tell them not to do a 1099 because that's wrong. And you don't even give them a Satan surveillance number, Frank, you know, social security number. You don't give them that at all. They don't need it. They don't 1099 you. And yes, let them know if they violate the law, they can go to prison along with you for a conspiracy to defraud the government. Although you know, I try to avoid anybody going to prison by making sure everybody follows the law correctly as found on government's official legal websites. And you let them know nicely, yes, if they sabotage it, they're in trouble because you sue them because of their irrational fear sabotaging the real estate. So they will not fail to close. They'll close for you, no problem. And they're going to do it for you right.
So, Payman, how do we proactively stop them from informing the IRS of our closing?
Because Frank, when you open a real estate closing, you open it up, and escrow typically takes 30 to 60 days to close, correct? In the beginning of the escrow, you sign some papers which are small, very short. You accept the buyer's offer. But at closing, you both have to sign a lot more papers, correct?
Yes.
So you get a copy of those papers way before the closing. They already have them, the blank form. You tell them, give me the blank form of all the documents you expect to sign closing 30, 40, or 60 days from now so that I can run it by my legal counsel and make sure it's proper and correct, and there's no objection to any of it. They will give it to you. And that gives us time, way before the closing happens, to be informed and we'll do things properly and not 1099 you.
So, Payman, these two actions we need to proactively do for both our listing broker and for the closing attorney. Is that correct?
Yes. The closing attorney is the most important one. The listing agent would be a plus if you do that as well.
Okay. I know we previously signed with the listing agents to sell the properties. There's no compromise in what we previously signed to list the properties. Is that correct?
No, we can correct that mistake if there is one. Well, sometimes they put something about Internal Revenue Code in there. Sometimes they don't. So I need to see what you signed before I can comment further. If you did even say anything about the Internal Revenue Code, that could be corrected. That's not a problem. As long as you give me a copy first.
We're going to be signing up with you, Payman, and I just want to put a shout out to the good work you're doing. It's the world needs it more than ever.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for your support, Frank. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right, my friend. Let's go to call from area code 602, and then we have actually more people waiting to get the question answered. Let's see, we have a call from area code. Let me see. And 619 area code caller is back again, but the call from area code 304 left. If you're there, call back, Michael. We'll get to you too. So call from area code 602, you're live. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
And the closing.
Okay. Let's go to the call from area code 602. 602. All right. Go ahead, my friend. Area code 602, caller, you are live. Area code 602, caller, you are live with Freedom Law School. Go ahead and announce yourself. You hung up. Okay, all right. All right, we have a call from Area code 619. David is still there. Do you have any other questions, Dave?
One question. What do you think about this new CBDC? How they can just go into your bank account and just check out your assets that's coming out in July or so. Have you heard
that's false.
About that?
That's, yeah, I did. It's false. What you just said, you heard is absolutely false.
They're not going to come up with that?
Nope.
Okay.
CBDC, all this stuff is controlled by the Congress of the United States. Got to make laws about money. Federal Reserve cannot act on its own. They're just trying to research it about. That's all it is. It would take congressional action to do any such thing. So it's not. It's just about people being afraid for because they're afraid. They just go by fear, hearsay. It's not going to happen.
Okay, just dreaming about you. Just I think that's all I got then. I forgot about that, and that's why I came back. But okay, sounds good. I don't think
no
I have
problem.
Any more questions. Appreciate
no
it.
No problem, Mark. Thank you, David. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We have a call from area code 602 back, my friend. Give me your first name. I heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason I'm calling is how did I'm familiar with the United States situation and all that. How did that apply to this state who they are tax states?
How did you hear about us, by the way, Elliot?
Oh, how? I'm talking here about 7 years ago, and I just searching over the internet about the tax situation, and I found you in one of the talks, and I got in.
Very good. And your question is about state taxes. What state are you referring to?
Correct. For those, I'm familiar with the federal tax. I don't do taxes. But if property is in a state which is a tax state, how would I handle that part?
And your question. Say it again, please.
On a state tax.
A state
like
tax, like inheritance tax?
Huh?
You mean inheritance tax?
No, selling a property.
Okay.
Would the same situation and scenario would apply?
Selling the property is what I talked about tonight. Yeah, that's what I talked about. You sell your real estate, home, or property. You don't owe income tax on it. There's no 1099 should be issued to anybody about it. That is what I'm talking about. Yes.
Not even the state should be able to do so.
That most states follow federal law. So yes, for most states, they chose to follow federal law. They don't have to, but they did. Yes, that would be the case. However, few states are not like that. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Alabama. Let's see. I've got a couple of other states. There's one more state, but in most, what state are you from?
By now, I'm in North Carolina. The property that I'm talking about is in Arizona.
Arizona and North Carolina both follow federal law. So therefore, you don't owe any North Carolina or Arizona state income tax either.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a good information. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, we answered many people's questions. I'm going to announce the call number one more time for anybody who may have a question. The call number is 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. Now we'll take your question now. 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Press 1. Now we'll take your question right now. Okay. Looks like we have no more people with questions. So we do have a call with a question. No, I think that's it. And, we have a question. Okay. Keep asking in writing. Can individuals handle real estate loan like tax or necessary to join payments program? Can we handle ourselves? At this time, you can handle it yourself. I think what you mean is to handle it correctly on your own. At this time, no. In the future, as I get this thing even more streamlined, bunch of cases, one of the most common forms that are used by many different title or escrow companies that uses most common forms, you should be able to handle most of it yourself. But at this point, no, honestly, no. You have to, at this time, you need me because this is new to me, okay? I just did this for somebody last year, okay? I did it for two guys. Armin went through with it. The other one got scared, got worried about not selling his house, and let it go. That's the honest truth. So we get more experience under our belts before I can put it out for you and I say you can do it with confidence by yourself. Okay? So I hope I answer your question there. Any other questions? Nope. Okay, guys, by the way, I just want to announce that the Redfield Expo will be coming up in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll be there at the Redfield Expo. You want to be there, folks? Mm-hmm. It's a great event, folks, because you know something is wrong, helping truth speakers understand and how the world really works. Yep. Des Moines, Iowa, Redfield Expo, okay? And I'll be speaking there. I haven't contacted them. So I'll be, they got some speakers there already formally listed, but many are not, including myself. I'm going to get in touch with them about that and make it formal. But I will be there. And I'm going to be there to not only enlighten people, but also meet you in person. Some of you don't, you know, come to Florida very often. So I'll come out to your neck of the woods. So hopefully we'll be there in Des Moines, Iowa, at the Ripple Expo, August 12th and 14th, and we can meet in person for RippleExpo.org for more details. With that, folks, I give you all my love, and thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, subscribe to our channel, tell others, go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, go through the 7 steps, at least the first 5 steps, which are free. Absolutely free. I mean, they all save you money. Even step 6, the Restore Freedom Plan, saves you money. Okay? It never costs you nothing. You always come out ahead. The Freedom Law School. Okay? But go there, educate yourself step by step, and you can live in confidence and freedom now. called the room to take my voice back. Well, that recorded. That's what I didn't want to do. But he ran late. He wasn't ready. How do you get the word here? Perceivers. Slower, take time, longer, seeing this and so on. We got to be on top of him, too. He's a perceiver, what's that? You know that? Who the judges? It's all who the judges. Charlie's a judger.
Of course.
You're a judger. I'm a judger. Maverick's a judger. Right?
Stephanie's not a judger. Right?
Stephanie is a judger.
Oh, really?
Sorry for speaking.
Yeah, it's all right. No problem. I'll be back.
Okay.
How much was in there, by the way? How much are you?